Republicans who control the state legislature approved a bill Tuesday that would impose new requirements on the use of firefighting foams in an effort to curtail groundwater pollution. The measure passed in both the state assembly and Senate. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the topic generated heated discussion in the Senate, especially from Democrats.
Firefighting foam tends to contain man-made chemicals known as PFAS, which can contaminate water and soil. The chemicals have been found in more than 30 sites around the state, including in Marinette, where a facility produced and tested the foams for decades. People near the plant have to drink bottled water because their wells are contaminated. Studies suggest that some PFAS compounds are associated with cancer, asthma, liver damage, and thyroid disease. Under the bill that the legislature approved Tuesday, firefighting foam containing PFAS could only be used for testing purposes when a facility has adequate cleanup materials or in the event of emergency, for instance, if a fire cannot be controlled by other means. Several Democrats in the Senate voiced objections, including Dave Hansen of Green Bay. Marinette is in his district. Hansen says the bill doesn't go far enough and also should have placed restrictions on other substances that contain PFAS, such as food packaging and nonstick cookware.
So there are people back home in my district who I have no doubt are drinking poison water and are going to die younger. And they're going to have all kinds of bad medical health issues.
Hansen implored Republicans to act with more urgency. The bill's sponsor, GOP Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay, promised more legislation is on its way.
This bill in front of us was never meant to be the only bill. We've got another bill coming, authored by the senator from the 16th, relating to clean sweep, which takes a chunk. And there's additional considerations going on, negotiations with the senator and Representative Nygren and my staff. Come up with something that works, that's implementable.
The bill limiting the use of firefighting foam containing PFAS now goes to Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He's in favor of restricting PFAS and created a task force to look for solutions. Evers has endorsed legislation calling for tougher limits on the chemicals. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.